Welcome back. Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. We're joined now by Jay Kost. He is the Gerald R. Ford Visiting Scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, AEI.org. Also a recent piece you can find in the Washington Examiner, both the print edition and online at WashingtonExaminer.com. What American Society Means. Jay, thanks for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Oh, Scott, anytime, it's always a pleasure.
So you write early on in this piece, Jay, the United States has always been a country whose definition is not so much what it is as what new things it is doing. And this, of course, is in relation to the shutdowns and lockdowns happening around the country and our willingness to abide by them and how long they might go. What do you mean by that?
Oh, well, you know, in so many different ways. I mean, you just think, for instance, about the settlement of the West. I think that it was in the middle of the 1840s, 1850s, after the West had been acquired, after the Mexican-American War, they speculated that it would take a couple hundred years to fill the West in, to close the West, as it were. It took, by 1895, the West was closed. It took 50 years. You know, no country's put a man on the moon except the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just so many different ways. But it's not just a national instinct either. It's a personal instinct. I mean, it has just always been this kind of attitude in the United States of America. We are just a country that is up to stuff.
And at the moment, we are up to less stuff because of governors across the nation having different sorts of restrictions on people. It's different here in Michigan than it is in, say, Georgia, as we well know. You make the point in the piece, in our system, there is no such thing as an inessential worker. And I guess in a free market as we have, if there were inessential workers, they just simply wouldn't be working. That's the way the system is supposed to be. And when you start taking out, it's like a Jenga cube. When you start taking out what are ostensibly unessential workers, inessential workers, you realize how essential they really are.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's our strength as a country, our economic strength, really, is how integrated our economy is across the 50 states. And frankly, it's our strength. It's really kind of the binding force in the United States of America as well, our economic interdependence. You know, we're not a country of similar racial identity, religious identity, ethnic identity. We have vastly different views about politics. What binds us together, like on a practical level, it's the fact that my economic prosperity in the long run depends upon everybody else's. And what that means in turn is that, you know, you can, for a time, at least in theory, shut down sectors of the economy and say, oh, well, this is not essential. But sooner or later, the rest of the economy is going to suffer because everything is tied to everything else. You can't shut down the movie theater industry without eventually affecting Hollywood,
mm-hmm,
and the entire economy of Los Angeles and also the economy of Georgia, for instance, right? You can't shut down all of New York City without it eventually infecting the real estate market in that city, which in turn will affect all manner of things because New York City is such an economic hub for the entire world. Like, you can't, I mean, this sort of assumption that we've been operating under, which is that you can just turn off parts of the economy. I mean, is this going to work in the short term? Goodness, I hope so. But as a long-term strategy, what worries me and what motivated me to write the piece was policymakers discussing extended lockdowns until there's a vaccine, or extending things
right
far beyond the original justification, which, as everybody knows, was flatten the curve to keep hospitals and emergency rooms and ICUs from being overwhelmed. And like this idea of, you know, a lockdowns extending into the summer, like the idea that you can just shut down movies into the summer without it having knock-on effects
Well, I mean, airlines specifically, Jay, I mean, this country, try to picture it without the ability, I mean, not to coin the Southwest phrase, but you are now free to move about the country. Try to imagine a situation in which the airlines with 10% capacity or whatever they're running right now end up going under and you cannot move about the country. Airline travel for, I mean, myriad reasons is essential to this to the United States.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Scott, and it's a big reason why the government has always, my goodness, go back to like 1804 when Ohio became a state. One of the conditions of creating the state of Ohio was to build the National Turnpike to help people move about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and look, in the short run, this whole thing is being financed in its own way by the Federal Reserve, which is now monetizing the debt, which is all well and good in the short run, but, you know, how does the United States not turn into, like, you know, a failed nation with a runaway inflation? At the end of the day, it has to be based on the idea, or at least people have to have confidence, that the United States is going to continue to generate wealth.
Mm-hmm. Jay Cost with us. His piece at the Washington Examiner, What American Society Means. Jay, despite our eagerness, our innate longing to do things, do you think that as a whole, Americans have handled what we've been asked to do thus far well? And are we about done with it?
Yeah, I think so. I think that Americans have been very gracious about this. And I think that the rumblings in certain states, like in Michigan, and I live in Western Pennsylvania, and there were rumblings in Western Pennsylvania. You know, there's the rumblings about the beaches in New York and California. And I think that, you know, people are going, you know, very online people are taking, you know, who are telecommuting and who don't have any economic pressures are complaining about this, saying, mm-hmm. Oh, well, these are just selfish people.
Jay Cost, find the piece at WashingtonExaminer.com and in the print edition, What American Society Means. You can also find him on Twitter. He's the Gerald R. Ford Visiting Scholar at the American Enterprise Institute as well, AEI.org. Jay, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
My pleasure, Scott. Anytime.